After unauthorized genetically modified wheat was found in an Oregon field, scientists have been trying to figure out what that means for wheat crops. Beyond farmers' fields, a few pesky plants could also benefit as more genetically modified plants come into play. Courtney Flatt has more.
An invasive weed called jointed goat grass mingles with wheat in fields across the Northwest and throughout the United States. Carol Mallory Smith has studied wheat and jointed goat grass at Oregon State University for years.
Goat grass came from the same area of the world where wheat came from, which would have been in the Fertile Crescent.
Jointed goat grass made the journey from the Middle East to the United States in the late 1800s. The weeds have spread even more in the last 50 years. Jointed goat grass competes with wheat for water, light, and nutrients. In the worst cases, jointed goat grass can significantly reduce how much wheat farmers can grow. There are no herbicide-free alternatives to killing jointed goat grass, although it helps when farmers till their land less. If wheat and jointed goat grass are in close enough proximity, they can share pollen. The resulting seeds are a hybrid of the two plants. Scientists refer to this as cross-pollination. So what if wheat is genetically modified, like what was found in Oregon? Cross-pollination would make weeds resistant to herbicide. OSU researcher Mallory Smith says it's unlikely that happened in Oregon. That's because only 1% of an Oregon farmer's field was found to have GM wheat. She says the same wouldn't be true for an entire GM field.
If you had a field of genetically modified wheat and goat grass was in it, then you could expect, yes, for gene flow to occur.
This gene flow from GM cotton in the South has transferred to weeds, making them able to survive in fields sprayed with Roundup. No other significant cross-pollination has happened yet. That's according to a report from the National Research Council. Portland State University professor David Irvin was a lead author on the report. He says that doesn't mean genes won't transfer from farmed plants to wild ones.
We should really make sure we're very careful and cautious about how we make these decisions so that we don't have an episode that leads to serious gene flow problems that are difficult to control.
Urban says harsher chemicals and cultivation practices will be needed to control some invasive plants if they become resistant to herbicides. That can lead to more water pollution and soil erosion, and more carbon being released into the atmosphere. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.